All right. Anybody except for the radio?
I would love to hear the radio. Yeah.
You know I've had feelings for you for a long time. We'd be good together. I'm a good cook. You like your feet rubbed? I bet you do. I'll rub them. I have dream journals about you filled pages. I know you can hear me.
We love you more than you'll ever want to know. WMFO Medford.
I want to kiss you on the mouth.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Colin, what's up?
Yeah, I'm good.
How's it going, buddy?
How is it, Snake Oil?
It's doing well. It's doing well, homie.
This is DJ CTP and the Faust. We're back in Medford. WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, and you're listening to the Self-Help Half Hour. We're going to give you a full hour of... top five favorite songs today.
This is something a bit different.
It's a form of self-help because we're going to help you through music therapy, namely our favorite songs for the year,
mm-hmm.
to hopefully help you with your life.
It's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah. I'm sorry for missing last week, everyone. We were at a conference. Colin, you want to tell everyone what the conference was?
It was local radio DJs from the greater Boston area. We saw some old friends there. We saw Tugboat and the Ham Monster.
Right.
Jamie D and Jerry Lynn.
Right.
The Dirty Boys.
Everyone knows the Dirty Boys. They are Medford radio
local
veterans.
Freeform legends.
Right.
Some would say.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time.
It was a great time. We were put up in the Medford Hyatt.
Yes.
Grand Hyatt. Awesome free breakfast, swimming pool, very luxurious experience.
I just love all the activities they set up for all the...
You get all these radio DJs in one place and it's just like birds of a feather, you know?
Yeah. I wish we were allowed to see each other's faces, but you know.
Right.
Rules of
It was a masquerade, so...
You have to stay behind a screen the whole time.
100%. Mm-hmm.
What's our first track of the day?
Yeah, so we're going to kind of proceed through our top five lists this year. I guess we'll just play my number five track.
I want to hear your number five track.
This is actually a bus driver song off of Thumbs.
Ooh.
Worlds to Run.
Our favorite rapper.
Our favorite rapper, bus driver. All right, let's do it.
Let's go.
Slack jaw, mealy mouth, I mumble when I'm round the house. I'm trying not to do no chores today. Crying in my underwear, I lost my sense of wonder there. No, I'm not Milan Kundera. Though this lightness is unbearable, the feeling is indelible. I'm wishing I could teleport somewhere. Transmolecularized through the secular eye. I remember when Vegeta stomped Bardock's neck into prayer. Hands to the heavens, good Lord bless him. I was a broke slob watching Ghost Dog writing post hoc. If I could muster just one good throat chop and honor my Shidoshi, cause Dimmock means death touch. I've been Spock, I've been clutch, and thin socks, I'm butthurt. Impervious pervert with niggerish fervor, crashing Linux server. Who didn't change his laundry over? Who needs to buy toilet paper? Indie rapper, sort of faker, cause I couldn't afford a mortgage over Studebaker. Cause I couldn't afford a mortgage over Studebaker. Truth you can keep in your vault. Speak your peace, but words are
her dollar was wet. But I'm a mom's like a Santa on breath. I'm a mom's like a part of the depth. And the king started stink lunacy. While roll the rings in sync with the jinx that are having me sink the moon in the sea. Bankers clink drinks at the uplink to the Sphinx's coonery. I'm on the brink, I can fill my sink with the king's jewelry. Yeah, who is he? Driver, lion from a dead world. Soul practitioner of his customs to know the RPM of your head twirl. Driver oldest, my daughter, old enough to vote rap songs. Blowing up on the close loyal subjects, rolling up that smoke. Cause I dictate terms, minutes, snarl perch. Yeah. And the Mert Park is Winterfell, but his rumors are learned to split a cell. And pitch a cell from my citadel, a exact and explicit hell. And beautify and sway, my music a pirate's bay. As my elusive alliances fray, I collude with a silent clay. And infuse the vibrant day with a soothing iron decay. Putting food on the dining tray, yeah I can do this my way. Welcome home.
When you're deep in the road, everybody wants to get a piece of your heart. There's only so much truth you can keep in your vault. Speak your peace, but words are too harsh. Yeah.
ethers. How the hell do you know the four ethers? Your pain is impossible to hold. You like the four ethers. Baby, what do I do with these four ethers? Oh, do, do, oh, your name is like the four ethers. What do I do with these four ethers? Oh, oh, oh. Can't draw you no warm bath no more. How can I touch somebody who won't even touch themselves? Oh, it's tiring to me. Oh, 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 oh. I'm fine with you being a liar. I'm fine with you being a killer. Ooh, I'm fine with you being suicidal. That shit don't bother me, none, no, no, no. But you gotta show me yourself. Oh, you gotta show me yourself.
Whoa, what were those tracks, mate? You gotta tell me.
That was right there, that was Serpent with Feet with Four Ethers. Very cool.
Did you say Serpent with Feet?
Serpent with Feet. All one word, no spaces.
That's a pretty intense name.
Yeah, with Four Ethers off his I would call it a mini album, Blisters.
That's a mini album.
Yep.
That sounds really good. I did like the it was very smooth.
The orchestral kind of instrumentation, I think, is really interesting. Our housemate Javel and I really like him, and we were talking about him, and we were like, if Frank Ocean was like pushed one level deeper, like one level weirder, it would be become this guy.
That was, it was definitely, it felt like it had a kind of Bjork-y
type. Yeah, right.
A much more soulful Bjork.
Right.
I also felt a bit like Gallant.
Oh, I don't listen to Gallant.
I know Gallant is the kind of more electronic side of it.
Right.
But you do have a lot of these guys who are kind of crossing into that threshold.
Right.
And bringing a lot more kind of classical soulful voices, and I really like that one.
Right. And people say people call it, and I don't like this, gypsy, gypsy R&B or I don't like that. I think it's dumb. That's dumb.
Yeah. That's not kind of condescending too. Cool.
And before that, we had Bus Driver along with Milo and Anderson .Paak on Worlds to Run, which is a great track. It's a really awesome track.
I did like that.
Yeah, number five and four, right, respectively.
You got three more to do.
I got three more, but first, should we do a PSA?
I think before we hit it, we got to do a PSA.
We got to do a PSA.
I think we're legally obligated to do a PSA is what I meant to say.
And
what I meant to say is we are legally obligated to do a PSA.
Right.
You ready for this PSA?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
This is something that is very close to my heart.
Mm.
You know how I think this is the best time to do this one, and I'm very pleased to do it. Autumn outdoor exercise PSA.
Yes. Yes.
We only have a few more weeks of autumn before it's December and winter rolls in.
Right.
And there's snow on the ground and you can't walk anywhere without all the blood vessels bursting your face and you're looking like a cracked sidewalk. So I'm going to do autumn outdoor exercise PSA.
Let's hear it.
Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the four colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This was a public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Wow. I vibe with that. I definitely vibe with that.
Very little information on that one.
No, it's kind of condescending, basically just like, yeah, go take a walk.
It's just, there's so much good information in this packet.
Yeah, that's so true.
And then there's that. There's like, if it just happens to be autumn, go outside and work out.
Right. That's true.
I'm just going to assume you're kind of flabby right now.
Right.
Given it's the end of summer.
I like data. I like that when my PSAs have data in them.
Yeah.
But we never read out we never want to read out long numbers, so we never read out the ones with data.
I can't even read numbers.
No.
What's number three?
Oh, what a segue.
What's number three, Brett?
Number three.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Threve.
Threve?
Yeah. Should I go ahead with my third track?
I would love to hear
I really liked Charlie XCX this year. Oh. Kind of from the beginning of the year. She put out a really cool track.
I know exactly what song we're talking about.
Nice.
Boom Clap. From the movie The Fault in Our Stars. That was this year, right?
I think that was like 3 years ago. But okay. That is a great song. This is Vroom Vroom.
Vroom Vroom.
Let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Love in the Lamborghini, roll up in a blue bikini. Bitches on the beaches looking super cute and freaky. All my friends are princesses, we keep it whipped and creamy. Ice cubes on our tongues because we like to keep it freezy. Lambda Lamborghini, get out on the right side. Chauffeur stayed at home because my girl wanted to ride. Looking luxe and tasting plush, I'm feeling so alive. Wanna take it to the highway, come on, let's go for a drive. All my life, I've been waiting for a good time, a good time.
Let me ride, let me ride.
My life, I've been waiting for a good time. So let me ride, let me ride,
let me ride, let me ride.
All my life, I've been waiting for a good time. So let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy in my ride, sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep beep. So let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy in my ride, sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep beep. So let's ride, let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Bubblegum pink Ferrari, yeah, I'm so bossy. Speeding like Alonso just to crush your party. People are going loco when I'm putting up seeing your puppy. Don't think about consequences cause they're never gonna stop me. What?
All my life I've been waiting for a good time, a good time.
Let me ride, let me ride.
My life I've been waiting for a good time, a good time. So let me ride, let me ride. So let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy in my ride, sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep beep. So let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy in my ride, sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep beep. So let's ride.
Boom, boom, boom. Hit me coming through the radio. Oh, watch me go zoom, zoom, zoom. Try to catch me but you're too slow.
what was that barrage of noise
Pup.
I just heard?
Pup. That was our favorite band. Pup. Colin and I, we love that band.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it? What is it called?
I think
it,
P-U-P.
P-U-P.
Pronounced pup. Like a pupper.
Really? The new album, they just put out the album The Dream Is Dead.
Right.
And that thing is pretty good. They got the first half of that thing.
Right.
It's pretty, pretty special.
It's a special... It means a lot to me and CTP.
They also had that... they put out a music video with a kid from Stranger Things.
Oh, really? Oh, right. Was that the DVP music video?
No, that was the Guilt Trip.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then they just... And they put out the new music video.
The kid from Stranger Things?
Yeah, they put out a second new music video, and he came back 2 years later to make a new music video with them as the same kid.
Very cool. Which one... So which clearly, kid from... Stranger Things was it?
Is the lead kid who?
Oh, the lead kid. Okay.
Yeah, the main kid who falls in love with Eleven.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He, he's clearly like not, like so. Surely, if he's doing Stranger Things,
right,
and he's coming back to work on this Pup music video, clearly, clearly Pup is increasingly. It's as big as Stranger Things, is what I'm saying.
Right.
So it definitely is something to look
yeah,
out
and Stranger
for.
Things was like the biggest thing of the year. So that means Pup is on that same level.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
What and did we have just before that?
Before that, we had Vroom Vroom by Charlie XCX, which is a great song.
Mm.
Just a really cool... I really like everything PC Music does.
And that was produced by... Sophie, wasn't it?
Yeah, you can definitely hear it in the production, and I just think she sounds really good on that type over that type of production.
It was she had a really amazing first album.
She had a great first album. It was a great pop album.
This is such a weird. We're actually talking about things this week, but she had modern. What was it called?
I don't remember.
Modern Romance, but it was a really, really great album.
It was like very straightforward, though.
It was pretty straightforward. But then the second album, she went full down the pop route,
right?
Mm-hmm. And then she puts out this full EP produced by the weirdest sounding guy, in music, and it's amazing. But it's like how is she putting out these two different projects that sound?
I always wonder. I remember when this came out, I was like, do you think she's like kind of offended that they reached out to her because they reach out, they work with like the tackiest vocalists and they just make tacky music, and like she's so perfect for it, but she was also really good at doing normal pop music.
Yeah,
so
it's
I think she just is very versatile.
It's gotta be that.
But I wonder if she was like PC Music. Oh god.
I gotta say, when I saw that in like the new releases section of Spotify,
right,
I have been like so hyped up about
a collaboration.
All year.
Right. It's a great collaboration.
Year.
Yeah.
Especially because like I don't think they told anyone they were doing it. I think it just kind of happened.
It really just came out and you were just like, what? Wow. That whole EP is just really cool.
It's a good one. It's got Hannah Diamond on it.
Where?
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
What's our final track?
Our final song. So this is it was a pretty easy pick for me, favorite song of the year. I really enjoyed Frank Ocean's album, so I got to do a song of Frank Ocean's album right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is Self Control by Frank Ocean. Let's do it.
About your summer last night.
Oh, yeah.
About your summer last night. I give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night?
Last night.
Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail. Your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there. Wish we'd grown up on the same advice, and our time was right.
Some nights you dance with tears in your eyes. I came to visit, 'cause you see me like a UFO. That's like never. Self-control, and you made me lose my self-control, my self-control.
Keep a place for me. I'll sleep between y'all, it's nothing. Keep a place.
What was that song? Can you tell me?
We had a little Self-Control by Frank Ocean off his new album, Blonde.
Mm-hmm. That was your track of the year?
That was my number one track of the year.
How did you feel about the album? I didn't listen to the album. Everyone listened to the album.
Yeah, it was...
It's getting top accolades.
Right.
I think it's like top five for Pitchfork or that kind of stuff.
Even Tiny Mixtapes and...
Ooh, our favorite.
Other things like that. I thought it was really good. It was certainly, I would say, by far, like, my favorite album of the year. I don't think... We were talking about this before the show, but I wasn't a great music listener this year. I don't feel like I kept up. I didn't actively, like, look for new music this year. I really liked the Danny Brown album.
The Danny Brown album was great.
Right. I really liked the Chance album.
There were...
I really liked... The Frank Ocean album, too.
Was this year a year for albums? Because last year definitely was.
I think it probably was. I just didn't really pay attention. I think there was a lot of, like, there was a lot of death this year.
Yeah,
like
this...
famous musicians.
This year hasn't been too great for...
So there are, like, a lot of, like, posthumous album releases that I feel like are notable.
Black Star by David Bowie.
Black Star, you had the Leonard Cohen album that came out.
There was a new Leonard Cohen album?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Same deal.
Five Dog on the Tribe Called Quest album.
Ooh,
he had a few verses on that, like, and they were all good.
It's very odd. But no, the Frank Ocean, I really like that. I think it's a very... It was had great songs in it, really good songwriting. And I just liked how straightforward it was, even though there was all this, like... kind of BS surrounding the release. He did like a pop-up magazine shop. All this stuff. He had like a pop-up store and like all this kind of stupid stuff.
Well, this is what I had. Because he wanted, because we had this last year that he was going to release this thing at the end of August and then he didn't.
Yeah.
I heard that he got into a dispute with his
record
label and he had to release one more record.
Yeah.
So he just decided to take a year off and write and record an entire extra record, then release them both at the same time.
That one is actually really cool, too.
Endless. Endless.
That's Endless, right? Also very cool. And he has this kind of dumb music video that accompanies the album where he's building a spiral staircase for like the length of the album, which is dumb. But the album itself is pretty good, but not as good as Blonde. He was clearly saving his better album for like his own.
I was definitely at a friend's house, and my friend's brother was explaining to me what the video was, and it just kind of felt like after a year waiting for this, like, and it was kind of like, this was the year of like full album movies as well.
Yeah, that's true.
You had Beyonce's Lemonade. I'm sure there's one more we could talk about.
Yeah. People who paid more attention than we did really know.
But there was this movie, this full album movie was so hyped up, and then it was just kind of like,
See the thing is,
it's just him building a staircase.
I think people are really reading into it. I literally think it's a shot at the record label. I literally think what he's saying is like, I'm gonna do something really dumb and long to accompany this album and just give them what they want, and then I'm gonna do my album that I actually care about.
That's you gotta respect that.
I think this is just a year where a lot of people did things like kind of stunts like that. But I think his was like kind of genuine because it was directed towards his old record company.
A lot of people went independent this year as well, didn't they?
That's true. Like who?
Skepta.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Skepta. He's always had his own record label, but he got the Mercury Award in the UK, which is the UK's biggest music award. Got big over here.
Right.
Signed with OVO, I think he went on.
What?
That thing.
Very cool.
And he distributed everything himself.
Wow.
Apparently, like, his house is just, it has like 50,000 CDs in it.
Right.
Because he's just,
crazy.
He doesn't have like warehouse space or anything.
Chance remains independent.
Yep.
Amazing feat. Pretty cool.
Well, at the same time, wasn't his thing like, it is independent. He was on Apple Music for a week though. That was another, this was also the year of people being on Apple Music for a week.
Right.
Which I'm never going to be cool with it.
Also Tidal.
Tidal exclusives.
Yeah, you still can't listen to Lemonade.
I'm never
on Spotify.
I'm never going to be okay with that.
I'm never okay. Yeah.
I'm not getting a Tidal subscription.
Yeah.
Right. Are we ready to move on to Collins?
Yeah. Wait, what was your favorite album this year?
Top five. My favorite album this year, I'd probably say, I don't know, it'd be between Danny Brown and Chance, I think.
Yeah.
I've got Coloring Book. Like, you can, I think Atrocity Exhibition was like the most fun, weirdest album this year, but I'm just kind of like, it's still kind of like digesting even now. It's been out for like a month and a half. And Coloring Book, I think I've just had the most fun listening to, even though it's like a solid, like, I know it's not like amazingly good.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's as good as Acid Rap.
Right.
I don't feel like when I listen to it, I just like it.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
Right.
And
I listened to
Atrocity Exhibition and was kind of like, oh, this is an amazing album. Yeah. I can feel that.
Right.
I listened to Coloring Book and I'm just like, this is the most fun I'll ever have listening to music.
Right.
Right. Okay. Should we go on my top five?
Let's do it. Yeah.
I'm going to start off with, this is a singer called, Maggie Rogers. She kind of went viral a few months ago and put out this song Alaska.
Right. Great song.
It's a good song, but she put out a new song like last week that I just picked up when it just snuck into my top five list. Awesome. And I thought we'd give it a listen this week.
Yeah.
This is, Maggie Rogers with Dog Ears. All right, there we had Maggie Rogers with Dog Ears, and following that we had a band called I'm sorry for my language, but it's the name of the band.
Nice as F. I never heard that band. I really enjoyed that.
It's very cool. Despite the profanity in their band name,
right?
It's actually
which is never okay.
It's never okay, and we don't condone it. It's just, it's one of the best songs of the year. We thought we'd had to play. It's got a real, I think you said it,
right,
Joy Division vibe just before we
right.
cut off the
drums.
And that song was called Door.
Very cool. Awesome. What do we got coming up next?
Next, I figured we could play one of my favorite tracks of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, earlier this year,
mm-hmm.
Hamburger Helper.
Yeah.
Created a mixtape,
which is the best thing ever,
and it was the best thing ever. It was crazy,
right?
How good this mixtape was. They right. got one of the guys who raps with Spooky Black,
right?
He did a full rap on it,
right?
And this is absolutely one of the hottest tracks of the year.
It's like the opposite of Chick-fil-A. It's like Chick-fil-A doesn't.
Well, I also just like how Hamburger Helper was like. He's straight just like trash talking all other, not only like burger products, right. but also just kind of gloves in media.
Yeah.
The entire time. Just, so just kind of like on Twitter, just being like, knowing he has this in his back pocket right. to throw out. Right. And he drops it on April 1st. And then every track on this 5-track EP was actually really good.
Yeah.
The standout track is the first one, and that's the one I'm going to play. Right. And I think it deserves a listen. So
let's do it.
We're going to go into it. This cool. is Feed the Streets. Nope, not at all. It's, sorry guys, we're having some problems with the aux cable. What was your favorite, song on the album, Faust?
I can pull it up on my computer if you want.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Are we going to move on to our number one instead?
We'll do our number two. Just do your number two and one. And
okay, we'll just move on to number two and one. This was my song of the year.
Oh wait, why don't you do number two?
It's also messing up. This is my song of the year. Let's just jump into it.
Cool.
How Great by Chance, Coloring Book.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, that God is better than the world's best thing. God is better than the best thing that the world has to offer.
Magnify, magnify, lift it on high. Spit a Spotify to qualify a spot on his side. I cannot modify, ratify. My mama made me apple pies, lullabies, and alibis. The book don't end with Malachi. Devil will win employee of the month by the dozen to one, scoring 3 years from the third when he doesn't. My village raised him a child, come through the crib and it's bussing. You meet anyone from my city, they gon' say that we cousins. Shabak, Barak, edify. Electrify the enemy like Hedwig till he petrified. Any petty Peter Pettigrew could get the pesticide. 79th, 79th. I don't believe in science, I believe in signs. Don't believe in signing, I seen dollar signs. Color white, collar crime. Good God, the gift of freedom. Hosanna Santa invoked and woke up slaves from Southampton to Chatham Manor. My dream girls behind me feel like I'm James Early. The type of worship make Jesus come back a day early. With the faith of a pumpkin seed, size mustard seed here. For I will speak noble things as entrusted me. Only righteous, I might just shrug it. The skullduggery, I couldn't stand to see another rapper lose custody. Exalt, exalt, glorify. Descend upon the earth with swords and fortify the borders where your shortest lies. I used to hide from God, duck down in the slums like shh. I was lost in the jungle like Simba after the death of Mufasa. No hog, no meerkat. Hakuna Matata by day, but I spent my nighttime fighting tears back. I prayed and prayed and left messages, but never got no hair back. Or so it seemed. A mustard seed was all I needed to sow a dream. I build the ark to gently, gently roll my boat down Noah's stream. Sometimes the path I took to reach my petty goals was so extreme. I was so far down in the mud, couldn't even let my light shine. But you was always there when I needed the phone, a friend or use a lifeline. From a lofty height, we wage war on the poltergeist with the exalted Christ. Spark the dark with a pulse of light. Strike a corpse with a pulse of life. I spit on the titleless tidal waves. I spit on the apple and kill a worm. A fire in Cali, a swallow a valley for every African village burn. J-Elect would have never made it. Oh, son of man, oh, son of man. Who was the angel in Revelations with a foot on water and a foot on land? Who was the angel that rode a Harley from the project to the House of Parliament and opened the book in the devil's chamber and put the true name of the Lord on it? Old Jerusalem, New Jerusalem. Come strike this beast with a ball of fire. They poisoned the scriptures and gave us the pictures of false messiahs. It was all a lie. Mystery Babylon. Crumbling down, Satan's establishment crumbling down. This is the year that I come for the crown. Bury my enemies under the ground.
Right, that was our last track. We got one more. We got one more for the folks at home.
Awesome.
It's been a good semester. This has been the self-help half hour with DJ Faust and CTP. What's our last track?
Sign off. This is we're ending things with Colin, DJ CTP's number two, which is Riding Round.
You know what? I think it's my number one at this point.
I think it's my number one.
Well, we've got...
Right.
The eternal number one will always be I Thought the World of You by Lewis, but that didn't come out this year.
No.
So this is my number one for this year.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next semester, but semester's a concept only, students.
We'll see you guys next year.
Next year. Yeah.
So it was great talking to you guys.
Yeah.
We hope you learned a lot. We learned a lot. We learned a lot about ourselves.
Right.
Continue sending in letters. We try to write back to every single one we receive.
Mm-hmm.
And
keep sending those gifts too.
Mm-hmm.
Gift cards.
So Dave on the island, we received the bottle you threw into the ocean.
Very cool. Very, very impressive how you got to us.
Yeah, that was a really well written note.
Spelt my name wrong, but that's fine.
We sent the Coast Guard for you.
Yeah.
Let's do our last track of the year.
Oh yeah.
Let's go.
Car's low.
What you waiting for?
I feel like I hit the lotto.
What you waiting for?
I'm riding around in my girl's eye.
What you waiting for?
We're riding around just to get by.
What the fuck you waiting for?
I'm riding around in my car's low.
What you waiting for?
I feel like I hit the lotto.
What you waiting for?
I'm riding around in my girl's eye.
What you waiting for?
We're riding around just to
strange, but I used to count change on the counter at the grocery store, the bags I would arrange. Now his face is looking kind of flustered. He didn't know that I was my own hustler.